today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Was it all just a coincidence, or were the spirits of Tombstone still eager to make their presence known?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. Our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. So a town like Tombstone, do they give it that name, like, right when they settled there? Like, let's name it Tombstone. Or is it like, you know, like Johnsville or something, and then after the fact, it's like, yeah, maybe we should name this thing Tombstone.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Why would you name it that?
Yeah, like initially. Like, that sounds like a great name for a town. Like,
but nah. Also, you could ask the same thing about the pizza, too. I mean, eating it may put you in the grave, but, you know, why would you name your pizza Tombstone?
That's true. That's true. I never thought of that. Because nothing says Wild West like frozen pizza.
Exactly.
That's another interesting one. I do wonder about that. 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online, if you want to share yours with us. Let's go to our caller and hear this one. Hi.
This is Jazz from Arizona, and I'm calling because I wanted to tell you something about Tombstone. So I know you had a caller recently in a podcast say that she had gone to Tombstone, and she had been in the Birdcage Theater and was down where the prostitutes had their rooms. Well, I actually had an experience there, too. So, and I knew exactly what she was talking about because I'm like, yes, that's exactly what where I saw my thing. So we had just moved to Arizona from Chicago, and my mom was like, hey, let's, you know, we're only 3 hours away from Tombstone. Let's take a drive. So we drove down there, and it was me, my mom, and my sister. And my sister and I decided to go into the Birdcage Theater. And so as we had gone there, I had a watch. And I never had any problems with this watch, but there's a, when you enter the Birdcage, there's kind of like, this display case that has all the things that they had found in Tombstone or like in the Birdcage specifically. And there's a real human skull in the display case. And so when I went up to it, my watch started malfunctioning. And it was doing a lot of weird things, and the alarm went off for some reason, and like never had any problems with this watch. The moment I walked away from that skull, my watch just like turned off. It stopped working. So finally, actually, when we left Tombstone, it turned back on again, and it was working fine. So that was a little freaky. But we had gone down into the Birdcage, and I had gone down the steps. My sister had still been upstairs, and I had gone down the steps to look at the prostitution of rooms that they had down there. And, you know, you can look inside the bars and see kind of how they were stylized during the day and everything. Well, I was looking into the room that was closest to the shop, which is exactly the same area where that one woman had felt that cool breeze, the one who called. And as I was looking in the room, I saw a man on the corner, and he had like an old style, you know, 1800s suit. He had the collar on with kind of like the tassels that go down, and he had like kind of like an old 1800s style mustache, and his hair was combed back. And you know, I'm looking around the room, and I could see him in my peripheral, and I'm thinking, and, you know, the thing I'm thinking is, it's a mannequin. You know, you're looking at a display of what it looked like. Maybe they put a mannequin of a man in there kind of to signify, like, what the room was used for. Well, when I went to turn to look in that direction and take a picture, there wasn't a man there, but it was only, it was a coat rack that was in that corner in the area where I had seen him. And I kind of I kind of stopped for a second, and I was looking around, and I'm thinking, no, that can't be right. I'm positive that I saw a man, and or at least a mannequin. Like, it had to be a mannequin. And so I was looking around in the room, and there's no mannequin in that room whatsoever. So I backed up, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk away, and I'm going to look into the other rooms, and then I'll come back, and, you know, like, maybe I'm suffering from heat exhaustion. It's very hot. So I was looking into the other rooms. Nothing happened. I'm just looking around. More people are coming down, and I go back to that room one last time, and there is no mannequin. There is no man, and the only thing in that area is a chair and a coat rack. So that was my experience. Well, a year later, we went back with my dad, and it was my mom, my dad, and me. And so I thought it would be cool if we did the app, the ghost app that kind of like says out, you know, shouts out words and everything like that when a ghost is talking. And, you know, those things aren't really working, but yeah, I thought it'd be fun. So we went inside, and my dad's recording, and I'm kind of talking and everything, and I have this ghost app on, and I'm talking to my dad, and then I ask, I don't remember what I asked specifically, but I asked something out loud, and it came back with the word bend, and I go, bend, and we're in the area where the theater is, and so I look at my dad, and I go, bend, and then it hits me like, bend over? And my dad looks me straight in the eye, and he goes, no way in hell. I wasn't initiating anything. Like, it just said bend. And my dad walks away, and he's muttering, those bastards. Like, even in death. So I walked away from the area, and I walked up through the stairs behind the theater. And they have an old hearse. It was the original hearse from the 1800s that they had used to, you know, carry the dead. So they have it in the back, and it's this gigantic black hearse. It is the creepiest thing. They have fake coffins in there and everything. And so as I was walking towards the hearse, I wasn't even saying anything. I was just kind of looking at it, reading some of the signs. And as I was looking at it, the ghost app had said, sleep. And I go, sleep. And I had asked the question, like, did it feel like falling asleep? Did dying feel like falling asleep? And I never got an answer after that. But it was weird how I got bend, and then I got sleep. And, I mean, I don't really trust these apps. Honestly, it could have just been a fluke. But it was just weird how it happened. You know, I'm asking questions, and it tells me to bend in a prostitution house, and then going to a hearse, and it said sleep. So those were just some weird experiences that we had. We did go around asking questions and everything. Nothing ever happened. Although, when I walked out of the birdcage with my dad, my sunglasses snapped in half. It probably has happened to other people before in normal situations, but I've never in my life had sunglasses snap in half while still on my face. They were sitting on my face, and I'm talking to my dad, and we're walking out, and my sunglasses snap in half. And and it startled me because I heard the crack, and then the lens, one of the lens from the right side, fell to the floor, and I just looked at it, and I go, oh my God, my sunglasses snapped. And I took them off, and they were completely in half, and I looked at my mom, and I'm like, this has never happened to me before. What is this? So I just think it's strange that some of these things happen, you know, and it could have been somebody following me. I never had any trouble after that. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story. What do you think of the apps?
Yeah, I'm always a little leery of them. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you believe that they can manipulate other things like recorders and meters and all that kind of stuff, I think you have to at least be open to it being a possibility. I always worry because, like, in this day and age, you can talk about something and then go on social media and all of a sudden there's an ad for whatever you were talking about. So there could be some, you know, play along with that as well. The thing is that's interesting is the location that she went to. I've seen so many other investigations and a lot of the same types of things happened where there was quote unquote dirty talk possibly and all that kind of stuff. And I do find the thing with her glasses is pretty interesting. That, you know, it just doesn't kind of happen. So what created that? What made that happen?
We were walking in, I forget the town in Colorado. This was several years ago, but it's known to be fairly haunted. It might be Salida. I think it might be Salida, Colorado. I don't know. Anyway, we were walking by what was a haunted house. I forget what, and it's again, this was like 10 years ago, but it was known to be this haunted house and blah, 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 blah. And we're just looking at it and, the glasses that my daughter was wearing went like flying off of her head, just like flung off. And she was just walking. Like it was no wind. It wasn't like, you know, she jerked her head and they went flying. It was, you know, it, she didn't grab them and chuck them. We were right there. And she's like, what the hell was that? And yeah, they just, it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that I find really, really interesting regarding the apps, regarding all that kind of stuff. You know, there could be some play there as well. But again, I've seen investigations where some of the same types of things happened in that location. So it's very cool, actually, that they had some stuff go on.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Even try it for 3 days free or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.